Aloha and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki Ekahi Beginning Hawaiian Lessons, o Kainani Ko'u Inua. This podcast will feature lessons from the text Nakai Evalu, Makuna Eha, Chapter 4. Eho o maka kakou, let's begin. Makuna Eha of Nakai Evalu is designed to give you an overall feeling for Hawaiian language patterns. Without a feeling for the way ideas are expressed in Hawaiian, you will be strongly influenced by English patterns. However, with an understanding of Hawaiian patterns, you will even be able to predict how things are said before you are taught them. You should read each of the lessons in that chapter carefully before proceeding with this podcast. This book contains concepts and explanations that will not be discussed here. However, you will hear the sentences and will be expected to translate them. In this ha'avina, I will ask a question in Hawaiian. Pay attention to the Hawaiian intonation in asking questions. Then, I will give you the necessary information for you to answer it in English. You will then answer the question completely using the correct pepeke. Aihea kapua melia. Tell me it's on the purple table. Ai. Aia ka lei pua me lia ma ke pākau kau poni. Maikai. Next. Pehea ka mea ai kā lua. Tell me it's delicious. Ai. Ono ka mea ai kā lua. Next. O vai ka wahine me ka inua pāke. Tell me it's nani. Ai, o nani ka wahine me ka inua pāke. Next. Hana ke kumu mahea. Tell me it's at the little school. Ai, hana ke kumu ma ke la kula li'ili'i. And for the last example, he aha ka I a ma'o. Tell me it's an aku. Ai, he aku ka I a ma'o. Mai ka ino. Our next lesson is about amipiko o. The ami piko o is a special ami that begins the piko. The ami piko o is used consistently before the papani ia and ioa, which are names of individual people, places, songs, etc., and a few other words like ane'i. What we will do in this exercise is give you a Hawaiian sentence and you will hear this sound where the piko is. Then we will give you the person or thing that needs to be placed in the piko. I keia la, aia, I ka'u. The piko is kalani. So you would say, I keia la, aia o kalani, I ka'u. Now we will use vau in the piko. So you would say, I keia la aia vau I ka'u. Notice I didn't use the amipiko o in the piko because it is not any oa or the papani ia. Now we will use a kikino, the pig, in the piko. So you would say, I keia la aia kapua'a I ka'u. Notice I didn't use the amipiko o in the piko because it is not any oa or the papani ia. Now it's your turn. Ma moloka'i, pule, I ke kakahi aka. Use her mother, as the pico. Ai, mamoloka'i pule kona makuahine I ke kakahiaka. Now use him or her in the pico. Ai, mamoloka'i pule oia I ke kakahiaka. If you use the amipiko o mai kailoa, you remembered it is necessary before the papaniia in the piko. Now use lehua as a person's name in the piko. Ai, mamoloka'i, pule o lehua I ke kakahiaka. Mai kailoa, let's try a new sentence pattern. Okeia. Use the aku in the piko. Ai, okeia ke aku. Now use you in the piko. Ai, okeia oi. Now use my family in the piko. Ai, okeia ko'u ohana. Maika'i no. Now here's our final sentence for this exercise. He mo'o puna. Use I or me in the piko. Ai, he mo'o puna wau. Now use ku'ulei as someone's name in the piko. Ai, he mo'o puna o ku'ulei. Now use the girl in the piko. Ai, he mo'o puna ke kaikamahine. Mai ka ino. Now we will practice adding some kahulu to the pepeke types that you have learned. Remember that kahulu, descriptive words, follow the words that they are describing. Let's start with an easy pepeke henua. Say, her hat is at the store. Ai, aia kona pāpale makahale ku ai. Now say, her red hat is at the store. Ai, aia kona pāpale ula ula makahale ku ai. Now say, her red hat is at the store of Akaka. That is, the store that belongs to Akaka. Ai, aia kona pāpale ula ula makahale ku ai o Akaka. Say, the name of this lady is Lehua. Ai, o lehua kainoa o keia wahine. Now say, the Hawaiian name of this lady is Lehua. Ai, o lehua kainoa Hawaii o keia wahine. Now say, the Hawaiian name of this lady with keola is Lehua. Ai, o lehua kainoa Hawaii o keia wahine me keola. Mai kai. Say, this is a lei. Ai, he lei keia. Now say, this is a plumeria lei. Ai, he lei pua melia keia. Now say, this is a fragrant plumeria lei. Ai, he lei pua melia a ala keia. Say, the poke is here. Ai, aia ka poke ma ane'i. Now say, the delicious poke is here. Ai, Ayaka poke ono ma ane'i. Now say, the delicious poke is here with me. Ai, ayaka poke ono ma ane'i mea'u. Say, the police officer works. Ai, hana kamaka'i. Now say, the police officer works quickly. Ai, hana avivi kamaka'i. Now say, the Caucasian police officer works quickly. Ai, hana avivi kamaka'i haole. Now say, the Caucasian police officer works quickly in Hilo. Ai, hana avivi kamaka'i haole ma Hilo. Mai ka'ino. Our next lesson focuses on asking questions. There are two major types of questions in Hawaiian. The ho'oia ho'ole elicit an ai or a'ole response. That is, they ask you to confirm or negate information that you provide. For example, the question, Ha'oli oyei ke yala? Asks, is she happy today? And you are expected to confirm or negate this with ai or a'ole. In this example, I will say the statement and then I will change the intonation to change it to a question. Notice that the entire pepeke remains intact. The only difference is the intonation. E ho'opili mai. Kapuka aina ma kona. The land in kona is sacred. Kapuka aina ma kona. Is the land in kona sacred? E ho'opili ho mai. Repeat after me again. Hana kona ana kala I ke la hale ku ai. His uncle works at the store. Hana kona ana kala I ke la hale ku ai. Does his uncle work at that store? Look for other sentences in Nā Kai e Walu that you could practice this intonation exercise with. The other type of question is the ho'opiha ike, which uses a question word like vai, aha, pehea, hea, ehia, po'ahia, and others that we will learn later. Unlike the intonation of ho'oia ho'ole questions, formal and or polite ho'opiha ike questions start at a moderately high pitch and remain at that level until the last word or two, where the pitch rises somewhat. Informal ho'opiha ike questions have the same intonation as statements. This question is also usually answered using the same word order, with the question word serving as a blank space filled in with the answer. E ho'opili mai. Owai kona inoa? What's her name? Oleolani kona inoa. Her name is Leolani. He aha ke la? What's that? He ilio ke la. That's a dog. Hana o keoni mahea? Where does Keoni work? Hana o Keoni ma Wailuku. Keoni works in Wailuku. Pea ke kula? How's school? Mai ka'i ke kula. School's fine. Mai ka'ino, mahalo nui loa. E ho'oma'oma'a no, keep practicing. The olelo no e ao for this podcast is he ipu ka eo, a full calabash, which refers to a knowledgeable person. A hui hou, malama pono o kainani ko'u inoa, aloha.